When mechanical engineer Peter Frickman was a graduate student at Stanford University, he took a course called Entrepreneurial Design for Extreme Affordability. As part of that class, he went to Ethiopia to look for irrigation solutions for small farms. It didn't take him long to see what would help.
Drip irrigation was one of the first things that we saw. These farmers really needed the benefits of drip irrigation, which are water savings and a huge increase in plant yield. But the solutions that were available to them were too expensive and too complicated.
Frickman returned to Stanford wanting to do something. He knew that 90% of the world's farmers grow their crops on 2 hectares or less, and water scarcity is a big problem. How the available water was used made the problem worse.
What many people don't realize is that over 50% of our fresh water is used for agriculture, and in some places like India and China can be high as 90%. And that means that it's basically pumped to the field and just dumped on the field in flood irrigation.
Frickman believed that with efficient irrigation, small plot farmers could cut their water use while boosting crop output. So in 2008, he founded DripTech, a for-profit social impact company that produces an inexpensive drip irrigation system. Like large-scale systems, Frickman's model uses tubing with small holes that delivers water directly to the roots of the plants. The difference is how the water is stored and forced into the tubes.
Most small plot farmers don't have high-pressure pumps. So our system runs off of gravity pressure. We can actually run it off of just an elevated tank of water, so it scales down to their needs.
Sarah Huber, DripTech's Director of Business Development, just returned from a 3-week visit to India and China, the company's primary markets. She says it's clear that the irrigation system is having an impact on farmers, and demand for it continues to grow rapidly.
We've seen with our farmers in China income increase of around 50%, which makes a dramatic difference in their lifestyle and, you know, their ability to pursue other employment opportunities, send their kids to school, proper health care, and we've seen some very big impact there, and there's so many people in China who need this technology.
Huber says DripTech system gives small farmers in India a steady income stream because they can grow year-round, even during the dry season, and no longer have to depend on the monsoons for water. DripTech sells its product through local partners, agriculture companies, or in China, the government. Its most popular system in India costs about $150 per quarter hectare, and Frickman says pays for itself in 6 months or less. The entrepreneur proudly notes that DripTech has found a way to manufacture its irrigation system in any country where small farmers can use it.
Basically, we can put everything we need for an entire drip irrigation factory into a shipping container, put it anywhere in the world for about $50,000, and that factory would produce enough drip irrigation for thousands of farms per year.
From a business perspective, DripTech's greatest accomplishment is developing a low-cost, small-scale irrigation system with few parts and easy installation. But Frickman believes his company's greatest success lies in the number of individual farmers whose lives it has improved.
To sell a product to a farmer that makes a couple dollars a day, it has to be perfect. And the challenge of designing and delivering that type of product is something that's really exciting. And to see that be successful and see that gain momentum is, I think, the most exciting thing for me.
The next step for Frickman's company is to increase the size of its local team, hire more partners in China and India, explore new markets, and scale up manufacturing to meet what DripTech sees as a growing worldwide demand. For VOA News, I'm Jan Sluzer in Mountain View, California.